Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Flowers and Gifts owner, Katie Adams, who helped organize Ladies' Night. She'll be talking about how Ladies' Night and Small Business Saturday went. All right, Katie, so how was Ladies' Night this year?
Marcus, Ladies' Night was a smashing success yet again. After having our own great night in the flower shop and talking to fellow business owners, I know there were a lot of ladies. There was a lot of festive fun in the atmosphere of just new faces, folks from the community, folks from surrounding communities. I spoke with a lady who is from Northwest Iowa, but decided to stay with her daughter one more night so she could come out with her daughter and attend the event. So we feel really happy, thrilled with how the event went. And we think it grew from last year, but we're just really excited because we got to feature more retail shops. You know, we had doubled the retail offerings. And the Scoop is new, so another eatery. So we're just really happy with how everything went, and we think it put just a festive light on Stewart and what we have to offer.
Do you have kind of an estimate on how many people you saw?
I don't. I know that's a tough one, Marcus. One data point I can give you is that we had over 120 transactions in the flower shop. So, you know not everybody buys. We know that we get a lot more foot traffic in. So from that data point, I can tell you that there sure were several individuals who were out and about shopping that evening.
Kind of crowded there on the business district street, seeing a lot of people out and about going and checking out all the businesses here in Stewart.
Yes, they were. They were on our main street, and then we made sure to remind them that we had a vendor fair on the division at the new Country Niche and 4J Farms, just off the downtown sector there. Really still part of it, part of the heart of downtown. But we also intentionally encouraged folks to go to Los Altos, which is, you know, of course, by the park, not far from downtown, but not necessarily walking distance for all. It was a cold night that night. And then also one stop in particular that you would need to get in the car and go down to is History Henceforth behind Come and Go.
All right. And you said kind of a smashing success there. Did you see that kind of continue on into Small Business Saturday?
We did. We did indeed. So Small Business Saturday is a really contagiously fun event because you have so many small business owners on social media, at least from my standpoint, that's where I'm seeing that excitement. And they're saying, come out, support us. And people are. People are wanting to shop local. They're wanting to invest their money in a way that supports local business owners and Iowa-made products. And it's really exciting because, again, like Ladies' Night, a lot of new faces, a lot of traffic. Reagan Doley of Doe-A-Deer and I were speaking earlier in the week and kind of comparing notes, so to speak. And we think Small Business Saturday was definitely better than last year in terms of the amount of people in town. Again, people not just from Stewart, but we had a great mix of locals and new visitors to the community.
So kind of same question. I know you probably don't have an exact number, but do you think you've got kind of an estimate on how many people you saw come through?
You know, Marcus, next time you ask this question, we're simply going to call the cup and say, how many cups did you get rid of? And I joke about that, but I'm actually pretty serious because I think everybody, and they should, they start at the cup, they get a great festive holiday drink, and then they go and they walk around the shops. And I know a few folks who were traveling, then they end with either, you know, drink at Johnny's, Ruby's, Los Altos, or they go over to the Scoop and enjoy the new ice cream. So I think if we could count cups or cones, then we might have a good number for you. But unfortunately, I don't have a data point in my head like I did for Ladies' Night.
So with the success of both Ladies' Night and Small Business Saturday, the Stewart Chamber earlier on in the month talked about having a group called the Hummingbirds come in. Have you seen any of them come in yet?
Yes, definitely. So I'm actually going to backtrack, Marcus, for a second and clarify that you and I are discussing people who are part of an organization called Hummingbirds. The other night when I was discussing this with my husband and explaining the concept, he told me he was he didn't like those birds. So I had to clarify for him that these were individuals. So I just want everyone to know, when you hear about hummingbirds coming to Stewart, it's not a bird migration. Instead, it's a shopper migration. And really, it's a social media influencer coming into our town, posting about the shops that they visit. And these individuals are known as social media influencers because they have several hundred or even thousand followers on their Instagram pages, Facebook pages, I'm sure even a TikTok page. But we've actually experienced a couple hummingbirds who have interacted with the flower shop on social media, posting that they were in the flower shop, that they took a picture with Santa because we featured Santa and Mrs. Claus on Small Business Saturday. And I saw that they had also tagged Maven, Blush, Johnny's Tap, Doe-a-Deer, The Cup, The Scoop, and I saw from different photographs that they were in Emily Jane Home Store, and so they were really enjoying all that Stewart had to offer. And so these hummingbirds, it's pretty exciting because we have these social media influencers from around central Iowa who are coming and letting people know that this 30-minute road trip from Des Moines to Stewart can fill your day. And we have a lot to offer here. And so it's really exciting because we have felt as business owners that there's strong momentum, and the chamber strategically using this hummingbird approach is such a vehicle for continued economical growth and great marketing. And so this will only propel our momentum with the new building owners that we have who are excited to get in with what is already happening, and we'll just continue to see this elevate the experience that Stewart offers to visitors and hopefully new residents.
So having the hummingbirds come in, I talked with Nate probably a couple weeks back about having them come in, got his kind of viewpoint on it. As a retail business owner, what is your thoughts on having these hummingbirds come in?
I love it. These hummingbirds, I'll start with the flower shop specifically. When we came in, purchased a flower shop, and expanded the gift section, having these hummingbirds here allows us to tell that story to multiple people more than I feel like we have on our own social media channels. And I feel like we've done a great job of that on our own Instagram and Facebook page for the flower shop. You know, just last month, I reached a milestone I had been wanting to reach this year in 2022, which was 2,000 people follow the Stewart Flowers and Gifts Facebook page. I wanted to get over 2,000, and we did that. But now, thinking of this hummingbird approach, this will totally accelerate that for multiple businesses across Stewart because it's exposure beyond, you know, my own circle of influence, you know, Dustin and Angie Capp's own circle of influence for the followers of The Cup. Now what this does is this brings folks in who go and they spread the word, you know, and it's like a domino effect. And so to have that opportunity is really exciting because we think not only hopefully the hummingbirds will come back, but so will the people who follow them. And then they'll tell the story, and the story will continue, and the momentum will continue to grow.
And I know we talked a little bit earlier. There's an event that a boutique in Panora is hosting that you said you've talked with Reagan about, and you guys are thinking about doing something similar.
Yes. A couple weeks ago, we noticed that Tribe Boutique in Panora is doing like essentially a procrastinators event or procrastinators weekend on Friday, December 23rd and Saturday, December 24th. We love it. We think that is a brilliant idea and approach because people are looking for last minute gifts. And so what that does, Marcus, you know, you and I were discussing that. And really what I was commenting is, while we don't have a specific great, fun, brilliant event like Tribe does this year, we are talking about, okay, when should we be available? When can we be available? And so you can look for shops in Stewart to perhaps post hours that are a little different from the typical operating hours starting, you know, in December through the holiday. So what I mean by that is, you know, for example, Doe-a-Deer is now open on Sundays for about 3 hours, I think, in December or leading up until Christmas weekend. So check each shop's hours and on their social media and see what they're doing. You know, Stewart Flowers and Gifts, we plan to be open until 6 o'clock on Friday the 23rd. And it's just one more way that we want to provide a little bit extra shopping in terms of the hours and just gift options for folks who maybe need to pick something up or forgot something. And so just the idea of check the social media pages of the businesses here and see when they might have extended their hours.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thanks, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.